Preparing for a political battle.
The president warns of violence on the left.
Summer sizzler.
Just so hot.
Ex-cop convicted in fatal shooting.
It doesn't bring Jordan back, but we have some kind of closure.
This is the CBS World News Roundup, presented by Indeed.com.
Good morning. I'm Steve Kathan. The morning after some candidates tied to President Trump succeeded in state primaries comes word of a warning from the president if the Democrats win control of Congress in the fall. We're live this morning with White House correspondent Stephen Portnoy.
What a nice group. Thank you very much.
When he hosted a group of evangelical leaders for dinner here Monday night, the president allowed reporters to tape the first 10 minutes of his remarks. He thanked his guests, reflected on the death of John McCain, and on the power of prayer. But after reporters left the room, the president reportedly went on to urge the leading evangelicals to support the GOP in the midterm elections. And on a recording of his remarks obtained by the New York Times, he warned them that if Republicans lose control of Congress, Democrats will, quote, overturn everything we've done. And he said they'll do it quickly and violently. Mr. Trump was heard pointing to the left-wing anti-fascist front known as Antifa. You look at some of these groups, he said, these are violent people. The White House hasn't commented on the president's reported remarks. Steve?
With the midterms a little more than 2 months away, CBS News political reporter Ed O'Keefe looks at the outcome of a key Senate primary in Arizona.
Republican establishment favorite Congresswoman Martha McSally won a contest between candidates who all tried closely aligning with the president.
It's a choice between a doer and a talker.
McSally was the first woman to fly combat missions for the Air Force. She will run against Democrat Kyrsten Sinema to fill the seat being vacated by retiring Senator Jeff Flake. Whoever wins will become the first woman to represent Arizona in the U.S. Senate.
I'm Peter King in Orlando. Conservative Congressman Ron DeSantis' campaign for Florida governor was stalled until he got the president's endorsement.
I want to thank him for viewing me as somebody who could be a great leader for Florida.
DeSantis won in a landslide. He'll face Tallahassee's Democratic Mayor Andrew Gillum, who won an upset victory with his grassroots campaign. He appeared on MSNBC's Morning Joe.
My four opponents combined may have spent close to $90 million to our six.
Gillum becomes the first African-American to win a major party nomination for governor here.
Well, overnight on Twitter, President Trump accused China of hacking the emails of his 2016 election rival Hillary Clinton. He offered no evidence, but it appears to be based on a report on a conservative website. Final farewells to Senator John McCain begin today in Phoenix on what would have been his 82nd birthday.
The first public event will take place here. This is where John McCain will lie in state in the old Arizona State Capitol building. The McCain family will take part in a private service. Then the doors will be open to the public. Thousands and thousands of people are expected to walk past McCain's casket. McCain officials say as long as people are in line, the doors will remain open. Steve Futterman, CBS News, Phoenix.
More than 50 million people in the East are under a heat advisory or warning today. It could feel as hot as 105 degrees in places from Washington to Boston. Some 20 school districts have called off classes because of the high heat. It'll hit the mid-90s for a second straight day today in New York City.
Just so hot.
It's really humid, I must say. It's crazy.
Let's just hope this humidity breaks, because that'll be welcome relief.
That relief begins to come tomorrow. At the U.S. Open tennis tournament, high temperatures have prompted officials to extend break rules so players can cool off. Now to North Texas, where a former police officer has been convicted of murder in the 2017 shooting death of an unarmed black teenager. CBS's Omar Villafranca has more.
We did it. We did it.
A visibly emotional Odell Edwards held back tears. The father of 15-year-old Jordan Edwards overwhelmed by the verdict.
We, the jury, unanimously find the defendant guilty of murder.
After nearly 2 weeks of testimony, a jury convicted former Balch Springs police officer Roy Oliver of killing the unarmed teen. Body cam video showed the car driving away from the officers, and Oliver's former partner testified that he never felt he was in danger.
So many times that you see on the TV that this has happened, and nothing ever happens.
During Oliver's sentencing hearing, Edward's stepmother, Charmaine, spoke directly to the jury.
I'm forever grateful that y'all seen it in your hearts to see that it was wrong.
That sentencing hearing will continue today. A federal court order bans Cody Wilson from posting his 3D gun blueprints online. So now the Texas man's begun selling them through his website.
I'm happy now at this point to become the iTunes of downloadable guns if I can't be the Napster.
He says customers can name their own price.
Anyone who wants these files is going to get them. I'm going to sell them to them. I'm going to ship them.
Wilson says he's already received several hundred orders. A few hours ago, two workers near Orlando's Disney World died when they fell from a hotel construction scaffold. A third person managed to hang on and climb to safety. Puerto Rico's changed the official death toll from Hurricane Maria from 64 to 2,975. It comes after the release of an independent report that looked to get to the bottom of storm-related deaths on the island. Governor Pedro Rosello.
Make no mistake about it. This needs to be a model for the future. If not, we're shortchanging Puerto Ricans and we're shortchanging the world.
Well, CBS News has learned a letter from a North Korean official to the U.S. was a key reason President Trump scrapped Secretary of State Pompeo's upcoming visit to Pyongyang. And yesterday, Defense Secretary Mattis said he would not look to call off any additional military exercises with South Korea. White House correspondent Weijia Jiang.
Ambassador Nikki Haley acknowledged it's possible North Korea may be having second thoughts about giving up its nuclear weapons. Sources tell CBS News a setback unfolded after the national security team met at the White House here Friday and reviewed that letter from North Korea, which reportedly said the North wanted the U.S. to sign a peace treaty to formally end the Korean War.
Buildings shook for several seconds in downtown L.A. last night thanks to a magnitude 4.4 earthquake centered about 25 miles to the east. No damage or injuries. A popular vacation spot is trying to clean things up, as we hear from CBS's Jim Crisula.
Leave your dirty mouth at home if you visit Myrtle Beach, South Carolina. You could face a $500 fine or even jail time if you swear or use profane language in public. The city's lewd and obscene ordinance is a misdemeanor that falls under a disorderly conduct offense. Myrtle Beach issued citations to about 300 people caught cursing last year. The average ticket was $80. Jim Crisula, CBS News.
Rapper Cardi B has apologized to the daughter of Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. for some of the things she said. She appeared in an online comedy sketch in which she portrayed Dr. King's wife. It was called The Real Housewives of Civil Rights, and it mocked Coretta Scott King's relationship with Malcolm X's wife. That's the World News Roundup. I'm Steve Kathan, CBS News.